Weiter in Shas. We are in Menachos, Daf Zayin. Pick up on the bottom page, four lines up from the bottom. We just had a quote that was, we said that Rabbi Yossi ben Yassian and Rabbi Yehuda Nachtam are of the opinion that by Ben Besera, Ravid brought down Ben Besera. He said that even if you mess up, not only with your, if someone did it with their left hand or they do whatever it is, all the psalm, you can go back, you can fix it. And that's coming to exclude these particular Tanoim. Who are these Tanoim? The Tanya Rabbi Yossi, I'm just going a few lines, Yossi ben Yassian, and Rabbi Yehuda Nachtam, Rupamet Varmamur, and when does Ben Besera apply? Shekometzel Kiddush, only when he did Kemitza, but he didn't yet sanctify the Kometz of putting it in the Kli Sharis. Aval Kiddush, if he already did it, then Pasel, it's no good, nothing to do, he can't fix it anymore. And on that, the Gemara says, four lines up, Mask of Lord Nachman. My Kesavani Tanoi, what do they hold? Ikimitzas Psula and Avoda, he, if you want to say it's considered an Avoda, then Afagav the law of Vidle Matan Kli, then even if he did not perform the act of putting the Kometz into a vessel, it shouldn't help to go and to put it back because the Mincha is already puzzled from the fact of the Kemitza itself. And Ikimitzas Psula and Lavavodi, if you want to say it's not considered an Avoda, the actual, the, what up, Kemitza, Rashi Delo Chashiv, Holub Psula Nasis, Ki Avod Matan Kli, of the back of the Gemara, and Ki Avod Matan Kli, I have it, then what does it help by putting in the clee? What's that going to do? It shouldn't do anything. Either way, what difference does it make whether the comments are put into a clee? Hadam Rav Nachman, Rav Nachman then says, in the Liolam Avodah, really, the Kemitza is considered an Avodah. Right, the Kemitza of a puzzle person is an Avodah, that can puzzle it. Velo Garmer Avodah, so add the Avod Lematan Kli. But it's not considered done. The Avodah part is not done until you put it into a Kli. But if it's before the part of putting it into a Kli, then the Michal wasn't yet puzzled and the Kemitza can be done again. In fact, Gemara Yehalki, if that's really true, I feel low kiddush. And even if he did not mekadish the comments of putting into the second kli, still a mincha should be puzzle. Why? Beep, turn the page. Zainam and Alv. V'chi mader lei le comments le duchte. When he returns the comments to the original place, the original kli that it was prepared in, tiktosh v'lifso. It should be tiktosh, it should be already sanctified and then become possible. There should be no difference between putting the comments into a second kli or returning to the original kli, since the original kli can also affect kiddush. So given that these tanoim considered the mincha possible once the comments have been put in the second kli, they should say also even if it's put back into the original kli. That should also be problematic, says Rashi, v'kaparach. Right, the heart of matan kli, the mali kli sharis zeh, mali kli sharis acher. What do I care if it's this kli sharis, not a kli sharis? Still, it's going to be a problem. And for the Gemara Rebbe Elchanan, it's also meres kli sharis ein mekatchin el midas. No, this is teaching us that kli sharis can't be mekatchin unless you did it on purpose with das. So it says v'holo yoliv le lahasam adaita liktos the kaddish. He didn't put it there in order to have the intent for it to become that is kaddish. Therefore, it's actually not a problem. It's not gonna, the person who put the into the thing, he just right, in our case, he put it over there back, he didn't have intent to be Mekadosh, therefore it's not Mekadosh, Mukdash, and therefore it became, it remains valid. But this implies that if he were to put it in this in the Kli with intent for Kiddush, that it would Mekadosh it. V'ha boi minei Reish Lakish Be'er Yochanan, yes, Akasha. Kli Sharis, Maoshi Yekatsu Psulin Chetchil Likarif. Do Kli Sharis, are they Mekadesh a Maoshi Yekatsu Psulin Lichatchila in order to be brought? Like, for example, if let's say you have a Zar, a non coin, he did Kemitza, put the Kometz into a Kli Sharis. Does the Kli Sharis Makdish the Kometz to the extent that it should now be burned on the Mizbeach? Says Rashi, Kigon, Im Komet Zar, Venusim the Kli, Maishik the Shena Kli Lakdiro. Valmerlei, and Venuchas Habak, Im Mekachin. No, they're not going to Mekachin it. So from here we see that when an invalid Komet is put into a Kli Sharis, it does not become Muktash, even if the person wanted it to become Muktash. However, the Gemara, Im Mekachin Li Karev, Im Mekachin Li Pasel. And if it's not Mekachin, a Kli Sharis doesn't Makdish things that are not valid to the extent that they're going to become fit to be brought on the Mizbeach. But they do sanctify invalidated things to the point that they're going to actually become pasul. Rashi says lipasul the kava hu kli b'kedusha ki avnei adaite l'kedusha v'lo matzila adure su l'soch hashirayim the pasul zeh gamel l'kul avoda. Okay, now the Gemara is going to give another answer. If Amram is going to come and give another one according to Rabbi Yosef ben Yassi and Rabbi Yehuda Nachta, the comment is taken by a puzzle person, does not become mukdash and therefore become no good when he returns back to the original kli. If Amram or Kigon Shechzira Libisa Gedusha, as she says, Bisa is a kli sharish shebo bolulin mincha. It's a, what he did is he returned it to a heaped service vessel, right? That is, that the flour of the mincha was heaping above the rims, that the kometz is returned. It sits above the rims vessel, right? The rim of that kli, as opposed to being inside of it, and therefore it's not mukdash, because it's sitting on top. So the top of stuff is already there. As she says again, it's a kli that they go and they mix everything up in the mincha there. In fact, the Gemara, if the mincha was over the rim, how did he do kometz in the first place? Has to be done with flour that's inside of the kli. If you turn to the original kli and there's stuff there, and it's sitting on top, it's not going to be good. It's going to be inside. Anything that needs a kli is not considered a kli unless it's inside of it. Says the Gemara, okay, you're right. Ella kigon shechzir lebisa tfusa tefufa. Rather, what did he do? He put it into a kli. Into this kli, where it was literally kufaf, it was rounded up as opposed to heaped over, so it wasn't over the edge. It was actually inside of it. So in fact, the Gemara hivid kometzay, but once he did kometza over the guma, he made a hole in the flour. Kimahader, so when he returns it, legave demana komaderle, he returns it to the interior of the kli, because it goes back into that hole. So why is it not muktash when you put it back in? Says the Gemara, no, mikimahaderle, when he goes in, he returns it, manachle adafna demana, he puts it near the side of the kli, umendayidle v'nafal mimela, then he shakes it and it falls on its own into the hole made by the kemitza. Then ask the kemitza chzira kof. It's like it's considered like a monkey put it back and not an actual person. It says Rashi, b'tzide ha'kli eitzel guma chziro v'havi kigodesh ha'kli v'nayed l'mana v'nafil komitz b'meila l'guma k'dei she'i ra'oi l'kemitza's koin z'i rekid du kemitza v'kevet the b'meila n'afil l'mana v'nasa kemitza chzira kof. It's like a monkey put it back. When he puts it back to himself, so in this instance, right, since the flower falls below the rim of the kli, by itself, it's not considered connected to the person, therefore it's not going to be muktash, even if it doesn't require intent. You do need the action of a person. Yomale, yomale, Rabbi Yirmi Levzera. Why is he making things so complicated? Just set it up like he did it to a kli that was on the ground, and say that the kli affects the kedusha only when it's being held, and now when it's on the ground, just put it down, and then you're good to go. Why you got to do it? It's like you put it on the side, and it falls into the hole in this whole shtickel. Elishmami, no, it must mean that kom sebi kli shal gabi karka. You can actually do kemitza from the one that's on the ground. You don't actually have to be held. So even if you're to put it on the ground, it's still going to be muktash, and the mincha would be problematic. Okay, says the Gemara. Kanagba bebaya debaylan. You've touched upon a question that we had. The Rabbi Avimi Tani Menachos Speir of Chista. Because when Avimi was learning Menachos by Rav Chista, the Rabbi Avimi Tani Menachos by Rav Chista, Vavimi Rav Chista Tani. Oh, I'm going to stop for a moment. Did Avimi learn by Rav Chista? Vamer Rav Chista, Kufi Tavi, Bolim Avimi Allah Dahashmaitzi. I absorbed many blows from Avimi because I forgot the learning that he taught me. Right, he gave me the smackdown pretty intensely. Rashi's Hakos Tovos. Bolim Avimi, Balati Me Avimi, Klomer Shahaya. Minado so. Aladav Shmaisa Mesachas Erchin the Tana Chadash Shum Hayisomim Lamid Yomim Lamid Yom Vitani Yidach Shishim Vitar Tzlavim Yibar Lachris Ritzufim Kol Yomosa Shabbos Machris Lamid Yom. Right, that's when he was back in the Gemara. Let's see it. So he says Bar Lachris when you have to go ahead and make an announcement about a property of an orphan. Ritzufim, if the announcement is made consecutively. Then Shloshim Yom, it has to go for 30 days. Shein v'chamishi, shit yom. But if it's announced it's only Monday and Thursday, it's got to be done for 60 days. So we see from here that Rav Chisda was a student of Avimi. So why would Avimi be studying by Rav Chisda's yeshiva? What's this talking about? This is talking about that if a court is to sell the property of an orphan, so what does it do? It announces a sale publicly to make sure that the highest bid is going to go to the orphan. So a mayor says that the announcements are made over, this is a Gemara in Erechin, over 30 days. Other times say 60. And Avimi says that a mayor's din applies only when the court repeats it every day of the week. If it's done only on Mondays and Thursdays, or when they gather in a Yom HaKenisa, then a mayor would say that the 60 days from the first announcement to the last, and this is the first announcement that is made on Monday and the last on Thursday, 8.5 weeks later, for a total of 18 announcements. So why are you saying Avimi is learning by Rav Chisda when Rav Chisda was a student of Avimi? And for the Gemara, Avimi mesechta is akra is akrale. Avimi forgot Menachos. Also came to Rav Chisda, let kuri Gemara, and he came back. He came in front of Rav Chisda, who was his Talmud, to teach him what he had taught him, right, to relearn what he originally knew, but he had forgotten. So Avimi should have sent a message to Rav Chisda that Rav Chisda should come to him. Why did Avimi go to his Talmud? Avimi thought that by behaving like this, it would help him more. He would be more successful. Rashi says, "Mishum yagati umatzasi," because you know when you go and you work towards something, you end up getting more. Okay, now back to the Gemara though. Pagabei Rav Nachman Amar Lei. Rav Nachman met Avimi when he's learning Menachos Rav Chisda, and he asked him, "Ketiv Kometzin, how does one do Kometzah?" Amar Lei says, "Mikli zeh." Rashi says, what does that mean, mikli zeh? Is it ra kli munach al gabi karka? Is it kli on the ground? V'kamer kli zeh im shel kodesh hayroi l'kemitzah. Amar Lei says back to him, v'chik komsed mikli shel gabi karka, can you do kemitzah that's on the ground? Amar Lei says, the magbele koin. What it means is, this kli, but if the koin lifts it up, if he's holding it up. Clearly, Avimi holds that kemitzah cannot be done from a kli sharis on the ground. Okay, in case of mekatzin is a kometz, how does one go and do sanctify the kometz after he does kemitzah? Amalei, he says, nosan likli zeh. He puts it on this kli, point to a kli is on the floor. And again, he asks, v'chim mekatzin mekli shal gam ekarka? Amalei, he says, no, the magen likom, and the koin lifts it up. Amalei, he says, so mim kain, hu tzrach to shlosha koanim. If that's true, then you need three koanim for kemitzah. One does kemitzah and puts the kometz into a kli. A second holds the kli in which the kemitzah is done, and the third holds the kli into which the kometz is then put. Right? You can't have one koin that's holding both kelim because you now do it with the left hand. So Amalei says to him, "Utehit Sricha Shlosha Ser Ketamid." Let him need 13 quantum, like the carbon tamid, right? The Rashi's Mishnah Yuma says that 13 quantum are used in order to bring the carbon tamid. Yeah, so Nichinami. So maybe there's a bunch of them that are needed there. Says Rashi, "Tamid Gimel Quantum Zochin Bo B'Misach Zuma." Rav Nachman now challenges, comes as a kasha and Avimi that a kli is fit for kemitza only if it's held by coin. Esve Zeakla Zuo Kola Komitz V'Nosam B'Kli. Anyone who does kemitza, or he puts kometz in a kli, or hamalich, someone goes and brings it to the mizbeach, v'maktir, or he burns it, lecho, tavar shedako lecho, with the kavanah to eat something that is usually eaten, and it's saying all the things are done by mincha, v'il magbiya lo katani, but it didn't say anything about the idea of lifting it up, right? It just says, it goes through the list of what, but the Mishnah comes on the Yud Beis, so you actually don't have to lift it up. Tana said, "Avodas nakiyot." If you need to suspect, no, the Tana is specifying the order of the avoda for the Seder Kohanim. It's not taking the Seder Kohanim. I mean, the Mishnah is saying only the things that are done that a single coin does with the mincha. It doesn't speak about how many Kohanim are involved over here. So therefore, it leaves out the holding of the kli sharis, even though they could they also can mess it up with the wrong intent. So the point is, it does have to be lifted up. What's the difference between kemitza on a kli that's on the ground? Amalei says to him, "Put chazi my avdin legav. Go see what they do inside the by the Beis Hamikdash." Right? We see the Mishnah says, "But the lechem upon him, arba kohanim and chasim. Each Shabbos, four kohanim go in." Rashi says, "Biyom Shabbos, shnei biyadam shnei sdarim." You have two of the carrying two. They have these two things of loaves, two stacks of six. And two of them have two spoons of Livona. What's up, Livona? Right, frankincense. So you put in the shulchan with the 12 loaves each week. And each of the two kohanim carried one spoon. And four other kohanim came in front of them. Two of them to go and take the two sets of loaves. Rashi says, right, two of six. You have two others to take the two frankincense there, to do the swap over there. Beep, turn the page. Sign of the base. But it doesn't say anything about lifting up the table. Right? It must be it's not necessary to lift the table, the levona has moved from it. So kamitz also, which is like removing the Lavona should be valid even if done from a kli that's not lifted off the floor. It says Rashi, "We mabia lo katani shehei achem ekbiel shulga mishas asiluk abezichin alma mekli shal al karga hayu siluk bezichin abezichin matirin es alechem." It's still fine. Ki komets, but that does it just like the komets. Shematir samincha. The taking the frankincense is matir the food, just like the lechem, just like removing the doing the kamitza is matir the mincha. The komets mikri askara ubezichin nami mikri askara. What's it called? Askara. The chsev hoysal alechem. So must be that you don't have to do lift it up for kamitza. It says, go ahead, lav amar tosam seder avodas nakat, hachanami seder avodas nakat. Didn't we answer before? We'd say, no, seder avodas, not talking about how many kohanim there are. Hachanami seder avodas nakat is seder avodas. Meaning the Tana is mentioning only the avodas that are prominent, that are, the reason klisharis is, even if it's avodas, it's not like a chashav avod over there. Right? It says, Rashi, v'agba, lav bin avodas chashuvosi. It says, go ahead, what are you talking about? Me, dami, can you compare that? Hasam lo nachis l'minyana to kohanim. There, the kohanim didn't get involved with the number of kohanim. Hachanachis l'minyana to kohanim over here actually goes into the numbers. Four kohanim go like this, and four do like that. Emi says, if it's really true that the table should be raised before the levona, then listening to Magmir would have said it. El Shema Minah must be, kom sim mikli shal gabi karka, Shema Minah, you can actually do kibitza, on a kli that is on the ground.
Did you think we're done with that conversation? Because we're not. Amarava pshitali komitz mikli shal gabi karka. It's obvious that if you do kibitza from a kli that's on the ground, shekin matzina mesil kvizichin. Right, that you're allowed to do it because we find about removing the spoons of the Lavona from the table, like we saw earlier. Makachin, mincha b'kli shal gabi karka. It's also obviously you can makdash a mincha by putting it in the kli that's on the ground. She came and said, "Besidu bezichin." Because we find besidu bezichin, the same idea that we just said. Ba'irava. The question is, kiddush komets mai. What is the din? What's the halacha about being makadesh of the komets after the kamitza has already been done? Can the komets be put in a kli, a sharis that is on the ground? We can't really learn out here from the whole bezichin thing because there's no comparison. Right? When the spoons of the Lavona are removed from the shulchan, which is like the kamitza of a mincha, the Lavona is not placed into any other kli for any sort of further, you know, sanctification. It's taken directly to the mizbeach and then it's burnt. So nothing about that makdish, the sanctification of the komets in a new kli can be learned out from the lechem apanim. And that's why we're coming. We're asking you. And this is Rashi says over kiddush komets mai. The last kind of vizichin because you misalkan. Tana kamisa she nosen the shum kli ella miyad maktiro hilkach leka lemifshat kiddush komets miyasam. We can't learn out from there. Says the Gemara ami mincha yalfin and la. Do we learn out the din of the komets or the mincha, which can be mukdash in a vessel on the ground? The Grover said, or do we learn that from dam of an animal which is receiving a kli that's held by a kohen? Hadar Pashtei, then he answered the question, midam yalfin, and he says, we learn it out from dam, and it's got to be put, it's got to be held. Did Rava really say this? Rashi says, the midam yalfin, that we learn it out from dam. But it was said, komet shechalko b'shnei kelim. If you have a komet that was divided between two kelim, right after the kamitza, instead of putting the whole thing in one kli, he decided to put it into two and put both of them and place each part in its own kli. Nachman says, no, it doesn't work.
Rava Amar Kadosh Vim Isa. Now, if it's really true that Rava compares splitting the Kovitz to the Kli to receiving the Dam, Leil from Dam, let's learn it out from Dam. Rashi says, V'dam lo kiddush l'chatzoyin in kibol shir ha'zos, the Dam, Osher, Metzorah, Adam, Parim, V'sirim, V'nitzrafim, V'shnei Kelim, lo osa klum, k'dum, k'man. If you do a Dam in two different Kelim, it doesn't work at all. Right, so he's there, Kovitz l'chatzoyin b'kelim, V'nachem enikus Rava Amar Kadosh, but if it's true that it's really like Dam, then Leil of the Dam, it should be nothing. Hadar Bey Rava Meahi. So Rava actually backed out from the last thing. Rashi says, Devada Enu Kiddush, the Midam in the feeling. It really doesn't work. If you do the Komets in two different Kelim, it's not going to work because you're learning out from Dam. Vidami no in the low Kaddish Chatoyin. Hadar no Dam is not the Kaddish Chatoyin. The Tanim of Techlifa Ben Shaul. Kidei she learned, which is, Techlifa Ben Shaul taught the Brisa, which is talking about the water of the Parah Duma. Kidei Shpachos Megidei Azah, Vechlizeh. If you're a Makdish, less than the shear that you need in one Kli. Rashi says Kiddush Mechatos Kedei Azah Kedei She Yitpol Roshe Etzmos Givolim V'Yazeh. An amount that you're able to just put in the She Yitpol Roshe Givolim, and then spritz. You have these hyssop brains that they would dip in. You have to make sure that you have enough that it's going to be able to get into there and to spritz. Upachas Mekdei Azah Bechlizeh. You did Upachas Mekdei in another one. Lo Kiddush, it didn't work. Even if you afters put the two together, doesn't work. V'bailu, and they ask the following, B'dam Mai, reference to the blood of a carbon, what's the law? Does the minimum amount of blood be received? Does it have to be together in a single kli? And is it, what's going to be done with dam? Is it just like the mechatas and hilchasahi? Says Gemara, which says B'dam Mai, im kibol midam se'irim v'parim v'nishof v'mishanum ha'azayah v'kibol se'ishir gimel azos b'klizeh v'shir dalan azos b'klizeh. Mai, what's going to be the din? Hilchus ahi, hilchus ha'yufinim. Do we say this is a halacha Moshe Misinai? And therefore, hilchus ha'yufinim, you can't learn out from halacha Moshe Misinai. So the din of the mechatas has to be Muktash together one kli cannot be extended to other things as well, to the dam. So if the dam is offered in two different ones, there's no reason to say it's not good. Dama hasamaitaim, maybe say the reason over there that it's got to be done, but the mechat has been on one kli, the sim, because the pasuk says v'tovel b'mayim, he goes ahead and he is tovel it with water. Right, the pasuk says v'laktu latami me'afir surface achatas v'nasim l'mayim chay melkeli v'lakach ezo. If you think this hyssop v'tovel b'mayim ishtar v'hiza, right? And so we say over here, if that's true, we can see alpha over here. It says b'adam v'tavol b'adam. So therefore, we should learn out one from the other. V'it myru said, Amar Rav Zvika, Amar Rav Elazar, af b'adam lo kiddush. Even my dam of a carbon, if the carbon receives less than the amount of one kli, it didn't work. The blood is not considered good in order to go ahead and to spritz. Amar Rava, Tanya Mechir, Rav Zavabaisu supports this idea, which explains different ideas in the pasuk, which is a kohen will dip his finger in the dam and he'll sprinkle it from the blood seven times. Right? It says v'tavel v'lo mesapig. He dips it; he doesn't wipe it against the side. It's Rashi mekaneach etzbo b'dofnei hakli. Badam she badam shir tefilin meyikaro. When it says badam, it's in the blood of the amount that's needed for dipping from the get-go, right? For the sprinklers to be initially in the kli. Min adam and adam shebe inyan. When it says from the blood, it's teaching that the spritzing has to be done from the blood that we're talking about in this pasuk. And the Bryce's second shtickle into the blood is supporting Rav Elazar's din that it needs to be in one kli. It can't be in two different kalim. And that Rashi says is v'yizah min adam shebe inyan. Come on, refresh my head. We're going to explain exactly what that means. It had to be that he said the word to dip, and also said into the dam. Because the just would have said to dip, but he didn't write in the dam. I would have thought that the dam is good. I forgot the low kibbutz shir tefilas meikar, even if they didn't have enough from the get go. Says badam to teach you have to have the full amount that's in one kli. Rashi says the mashma shei shir dam meikara. Because achmona badam, if you just would have said badam, then havamina feel misapig. Then I would say even if he just wipes the finger against the kli in order to get the dam, he wipes because achmona v'tavla, if it's a dip, it has to be done by dipping. And then you refer you there. Minadam Shabbat Inyan. They said that the words from the dam is teaching that the sprinklers be done from the dam that's being discussed in this pasuk. Limit the ma'aseh is coming to exclude. Amar Rava, limit the shirayim sheba etzba. It's excluding the leftover of dam. It's on the kohen's fingers. Right after the kohen did the spritzing, he can't use the blood that remains on his fingers for another spritzing over there. He's got to clean his fingers and dip it again in the kli. Maseilah Rabbi Lazar, and this last idea actually backs up and supports Rabbi Lazar. First Rashi says, "Amuti shirayim ve'etzva shetzarich litva ve'etzva bein kol azav ve'azav between every azav hachimashma ve'hiza min adam ha'amar ve'inyan lemaila." That's what it says when it's massive. When it says you should spritz and sprinkle from the dam that's said in the inyan before. V'tava lekoyin be'etzva be'dam me'oso dam shebekli shetova bo yazek kol hazav v'lo shebe'etzva. Excuse me, it's got to be from what's there, not from most of the finger. Masala Rabbi Lazar, this goes in the support of Rabbi Lazar. De'amar shirayim shevet zepsulim. He said the leftovers of the thing is going to be possible. Now, says Gemara, Amar le'Ravim baravada le'Rava, Amri tamidcha Amar Rav Amram, your student said the name of Avram Tanya, we're talking the Braisa. Hayamaze, if you have a coin with sprinkling the dam of a bull or a he-goat that's burned, V'nitza zah miyado, and the sprinkling splattered from his hand onto a clothing, then what's going to be the din? Imad shalohiza, this happened before he sprinkled the dam, the tall kibos. Then what happens is you need kibos, right? It's just a beged kibos. Yeah, the clothing skibos. Rashi says, "Atshaluhiza da'akati chaziyah hu dam shenafal abeged azos penim chashiv dam." It's not considered dam. Therefore, needs tohen abeged kibos kedichsev v'asher yazem midama labeged v'im mishehiza nafal lo chashiv dam. But then the Gemara continues, "Mishehiza." This happened after you sprinkled the dam. Ain't on kibos, and it does not need kibos. Once the sprinkling happened, any leftover dam is not considered qualified for this purpose, and therefore it doesn't fall into the category of dam in reference to having to clean it. My love, does it not mean that ad shelo gamar hazav? So if the beged was splattered on before he finished the entire sprinkling, it needs to be laundered. Misha gamar hazav, but once it was already finished, then it doesn't need it. Shema minad the shirayim shebeetzba k'shem. That means to be saying that the leftover stuff is going to be kosher for sprinkling, because the Braisa is saying that the dam, which splatters into the garment before all the seven sprinkling have been done, even if it falls from his fingers, after only one sprinkling, makes it kibos. Says Amar Lo, no, that's not true. Ad shelo yatsa miyado azah, before a sprinkling means any of the seven left his hand, if so the dam of his fingers, you know, on his finger falls into a garment, tall kibos, then it needs kibos. And once it leaves and goes on the front of his nishar, doesn't need kibbutz anymore. According to this, the Braisa is saying that the dam remaining on the finger is not fit for sprinkling, like Rava had said. When he finished sprinkling, when he finishes sprinkling the paraduma towards the Beit HaMikdash, Rashi says, "Gamar le'Hazos Hazos Dam Paraduma Bahar HaMishcha Anochach Pnei Ol Moed." When it's done in Har Mishcha, it's by Har Zesim, and then it's done towards Ol Moed. The Kaneich Yadu Begufa Shapar, he wipes his hand on the body of the cow. Right, it's over here. It's a dead paraduma. Right, so all the left is going to get burnt with it. Gamar in, which means that if he finished, then he wipes it on. Below Gamar Lo, if not, then he doesn't. Oh, it sounds like he gets to sprinkle with it. So we see that the leftover stuff of the Kohen's finger are fit for sprinkling. Amale, he said to Abaye, the Gamar, he says, no, you can learn differently. Gamar mekaneach yado, when he finishes all the sprinkling, he wipes his hand on the body of the cow. Lo Gamar mekaneach etzmo, but if he's not done, he just wipes his finger. Like after each one of them, he wipes his finger because it's not fit to be sprinkled at all. So if we have to go ahead and you have to get rid of the stuff that's over there to go to the next one. So that's Gamar, frek the Gamar, bishlam Gamar mekaneach yado megufa kshapara. Okay, it makes sense. When he finished all of them, he wipes his hand on the body of the cow. Doksivas harfas apar of the enough. He will burn the cow before his eyes. After he finished, he goes on the mount to the place where the cow is burnt, because it's got to be burnt before his eyes. Therefore, it's simple that it's easy to go and wipe his hand on the body of the cow. Ella lo gamar mekaneach etzbo. If he didn't finish it, he's going to wipe his finger. That's just him being kol hazav between each one of them. But my mekaneach, what do you want to wipe it on? Is to go down the mountain every time to go and wipe it on the cow? Says Rashi, he being kol hazav hazav yored behar mishka l'kenech biguf hapara. So it makes sense to do such a thing. So the Gemara, Amar Abaye, no, but Sfas Mizrach, it means right his finger on the rim of the bowl. That's all it means. Kedichsev, Kippurei Zahav, golden bowls. Right, so we're getting all hissy fitting over here. It says Rashi, Sfas Mizrach, Vahainu Dekari Lemizrachin, Kippurei Zahav, that's what they're called there, Kippurei Zahav. It's if it adds that, same, some Kenech Yadobo, Kedemirom, Bemisachas Gitten, Gabe, Vichipur Yadea, Bahu, Gavra. Kippure is like the Lushan of, it's Aramaic cup fire, which means to go and to wipe the hands on it. And that's why it goes as, and it says this type of, that's why it's even called over that. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I want to wish you all a great, great day.